re-sign Danny Trevathan, but if they don't, I would assume they'd make a run at Nick Witkowski. The Bears are not in cap trouble, but they don't have a ton of cap space to play with. You know, Miles Jack, you also got to worry. He has stayed healthy these last couple of years, but you got to remember where he was at coming into the league with that knee, and you wonder, you know, if a long-term investment there would be wise. So I don't see that as a fit for the Bears anyway. You look at Jake Fromm. This is what I was telling Frank with the initial call, is I can give you all the names. You start, obviously, with Joe Burrow, and then you got Tua, and then you got Jordan Love and Justin Herbert and Jake Fromm and Jacob Eason. You know, but how we stack these kids, we just don't know. And we're going to find out more in the next month or so. My guess is that regardless of what happens, Fromm probably ends up somewhere between 4 and 6, maybe 4 and 7 on the quarterback list. Some of it because of his size, which is interesting because he's listed as an inch taller than Tua, and yet nobody wants to downgrade Tua for only being 6'1". The concern with him was the hip injury. But assuming that I'm right and that Fromm lands as like the 5th or 6th best quarterback in this draft, I think that of the names that everybody has heard, the two guys most likely to, or not most likely, most possible to be there at 43, if that's what we're talking about, are probably Fromm or Jalen Hurts. And yet, there are certain evaluators I'll talk to who will tell me that they're going to go 20th in the first round. But if the Bears were to have a top prospect at the position available without, you know, making any dramatic moves, sitting at 43, could be Jake Fromm or Jalen Hurts are the guys who you should watch the most tape on.
Yeah, I'm so torn on Jalen Hurts. I love the intangible stuff. I love the leadership and love the athleticism. I'm just not sure he can be an NFL passer from what I've seen, and that's no small thing.
Well, and you know, Dan, that's the funny thing about it, is because he had 36 touchdowns and whatever it was, 5 picks this year, everybody assumes Lamar Jackson has arrived at that. But I look at the two of them, and Fromm looks like a better thrower of the football than Jackson does to me. So, and there's going to be a Lamar Jackson overreaction.
Yep.
Some teams are going to look for the next one. And that's the category. And again, these guys are not carbon copies, but that's how you're going to look at Hurts. And I do think it's intriguing, and I do think it's intriguing in Matt Nagy's offense. And I can't ignore the massive numbers that the guy put up this year. It's going to be fun to watch. Fromm may be the more conventional pick. If they were both, what would really be interesting would be if they were both there, and then what would the Bears do?
We'll get another sliding doors situation where Ryan Pace will have a quarterback possibility.
The 7th, the 2nd round.
Right. Hub, thanks. We will talk again next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
That is Hub Arkish. We have the Midday Midway coming your way next. Also, a chance to win $1,000 in cash with a